John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. The Bills will be back on the field for organized team activity tomorrow, and we assume on the field with them will be the newest Buffalo Bill, an offensive lineman, a center from Syracuse, New York, and Syracuse University, Mackie McPherson, and he's on the line with us live right now. Hello, Mackie. How are you tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. Thanks for coming on with us. Congratulations. Or tell me how this went down. Were you surprised you got the call from the Bills to sign on?
To be honest with you, I was a little surprised. I got a call from Coach Marone on Thursday, and he said that they, the team wanted to bring me in and make me part of their 90-man roster. And obviously, as I'm sure you can imagine, I was very excited, and I jumped at the opportunity, especially to work with my former coaches here at the Bills organization.
Yeah, I would imagine it's pretty cool. Now, I read where you went to a mini camp a couple of weeks ago with the Philadelphia Eagles on a tryout basis, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yep.
How did that work out, and what did you learn from that? Was it just a three-day rookie camp?
Yep, you nailed it. I was part of a tryout for the three-day rookie mini camp. It was a good, honestly, it was a good experience. It didn't work out the way I wanted it to, obviously, but, it was a good experience all in all to get my feet wet in the professional game, go out there, take some reps, get some stuff on film, and Coach Kelly kind of met with me afterwards when they decided to let me know they weren't going to keep me, just to let me know, hey, we think you can play at this level. It's just they already had three centers on the roster, and so it was just not a good fit for me.
Mackie, are you a pure center? Do you play, like, the other interior spots or any other spots on the offensive line?
Yeah, that's what Coach Marone wants me to do. He wants me to play center and to work in that guard as well. Obviously, it's hard to be just a pure center in the NFL nowadays because teams only carry so many linemen. So I try to make myself more versatile by being a center, a guard, and I also long snap.
Mackie McPherson is our guest. He is the newest Buffalo Bill. He was a center and offensive lineman for the Syracuse Orange under Doug Marone, and then, of course, Coach Schaefer this past year. Mackie, did you envision that this, if you were going to play professional football, that this would be the route that you'd probably have to try to make the team as an undrafted free agent?
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling. I knew that some people would like me, some people wouldn't like me in terms of me as an offensive lineman. I'm not the biggest guy out there on the field, and some teams don't take that intangible factor of whether, the person's smart or whether, they have good leadership skills or anything like that. There are some teams out there that just want a guy who they think is a big enough player. Luckily, I've latched onto a team here with the Bills that cares more about than just your size. They also care about what kind of football player you are, and that's not a knock to other teams. Other teams win by doing what they want to do. It's just, I'm very fortunate to have a coach like Coach Marone call me up and tell me that he wanted to have me here.
The Bills list you as 290 pounds now. Is that accurate, Mackie?
Actually, I'm a little heavier than that right now. I'm about 303 pounds.
Wow, good.
Try to keep the body fat down as well. I feel about as good as I did when I was 290, and I'm about 13 pounds heavier, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I read a story when you went to Syracuse out of Christian Brothers Academy in Syracuse. You came on there as a 238-pound long snapper, correct?
I did track my last semester of my senior year of high school, and I ended up losing about 20 pounds. I was about 260 pounds when I was playing football my senior year, and I ended up the year at about 238 pounds, and I gave the strength coach at Syracuse University, Will Hicks, and, almost gave him a heart attack. Because not only was I going to be a long snapper, but I was also supposed to be working in at center a little bit, too, and so luckily I got bulked up enough to about 255 by the time the season started, and I was able to be in that second string spot.
Did you walked on at Syracuse then?
No, I was a snap. I was a scholarship player.
Okay.
Yeah, both a center and a long snapper.
And how did you tell me about the process of not only getting bigger but working your way into the starting lineup and becoming a captain for the Syracuse Orange? Tell me about that experience for you down there.
Absolutely, it was a tough road. You think about the guys who walked in and just made an immediate impact, and I wanted to be one of those guys, but it's so hard to do, especially at a college like Syracuse that competes for for, you know, conference championships when they were in the Big East and is working their way up to that right now in the ACC. The competition level is so high, and, you know, every day you have to bring your A game. But, you know, just it was a long, long road ahead of me. You know, there was a lot of people that I didn't think I could do what I did there at Syracuse and who doubted me almost the entire time along the way. But luckily I was able to keep a good support system around me, especially with the coaching staff that I'm now with here at the Bills. They helped me out a lot when I was at Syracuse and, you know, taught me the way of how to be a better player and, you know, hopefully a better leader, which led for me to be elected as a captain.
We're live on the line with Mackie McPherson. He is the brand new Bills offensive lineman, just signed to a contract today. He'll be at the OTAs tomorrow here at One Bills Drive. And I think by now, Mackie, most folks know that your grandfather was the legendary, iconic Syracuse coach Dick McPherson. And in the interest of full disclosure, and this is how old I am, Mackie, I used to do the radio show here in Buffalo 30 years ago when your grandfather was coaching and he came on a regular basis on Thursday nights. I mean, that guy, he is one of the all-time greats, as I'm sure you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. You know, I've never met someone that had anything bad to say about him, and I always take that as a blessing because, you know, having a guy like that to not only draw upon as a resource, but to also call you as your grandfather is, you know, one hell of an opportunity for a guy like me just growing up in a place like Syracuse. It's something that you really can't even compare it to.
And you were very close with Coach Mack, right? I mean, it was maybe even more than most, grandfather-grandson relationships over the years.
No, absolutely, you're right. You know, my parents divorced when I was in first grade, and I didn't see my dad very often. And, you know, my grandfather's kind of the one who took me under his wing and, you know, taught me to love the game of football. And you know, he really influenced me to want to play the game. You know, he never forced me to play. He never, you know, really didn't even coach me that much in terms of, you know, fundamentals. He let my coaches do what he felt like was their job, and you wouldn't appreciate if anyone tried to teach his people how to coach his players behind his back. So he tried to just stay out of the picture. And but, you know, having a guy like that around, especially in the city of Syracuse, like I said, that's something you just can't put into words how awe-inspiring and how awesome it really is.
You were probably destined to go to Syracuse and play there, right? In fact, I saw a picture of you in the nursery at the hospital. It had to be a day after you were born with the Syracuse cap on already at a young age.
Yeah, that's about right. I always wanted to play at Syracuse. That was kind of like my lifelong dream, was to play for the Orange. And, you know, I ball-boyed for them when I was a kid. I went to almost every home game that I can imagine I wasn't sick or out of town for. So just having the opportunity to play for Syracuse and even be elected as a captain, you know, that not only was a dream come true, but surpassed my wildest dreams from when I was a kid, you know. But, yeah, I always wanted to go to Syracuse ever since I was little.
I'm sure people have told you over the years how special your grandfather is. And let me throw one more story at you, a personal remembrance. He's coaching the Patriots, and I had known him, obviously, before when he was at Syracuse. And in a game here, late season, kind of a meaningless game, his good all-pro left tackle, Bruce Armstrong, really blew out his knee in a game here at Buffalo at Rich Stadium then. And I went to see your grandfather after the game, and he had tears in his eyes. And the Patriots, I believe, had lost the game, but your grandfather was so upset that Bruce Armstrong suffered this pretty catastrophic knee injury. And it struck me what a fine man he is, that he cares that much about his players. It wasn't about the loss. It wasn't about his situation or the way the Patriots season was going. He was tearful because one of his favorite players, Bruce Armstrong, was going to be lost for the season. And I believe Bruce Armstrong was never the same after that. That's the kind of guy he is.
Yeah, you know, that my grandfather really cares about not only his players, but the people that he associates himself with. And I think, you know, if you talk to people who he's ever worked with or people who he's ever talked to on a regular basis, such as yourself, you know, we'll have a story like that. And that's just a testament to his character and to who he is as a person. You know, he loved the game for the game. It wasn't for money. It wasn't for, you know, for any other sort of fame or glory. You know, that's what he loves the game for. And you know, I couldn't be happier to have a guy like him in my life and to have him as my grandfather.
One more question about your grandfather, and then I'll move off this. What did he say about you signing with the Bills and coming here to play for Coach Marone?
Well, he said that whatever prayer I said to make sure I say it every night from that point on. Because it couldn't be a better situation for me or for my family, you know, to have a 2.5-hour drive to Buffalo. For me, that's, you know, the easiest thing I could possibly imagine. And to play under Coach Marone and to see Coach Adkins and Coach Moore, Coach Wheatley, Coach Hackett, all these guys I worked with on the offensive side of the ball. And that's not even, you know, maybe that might be half of the people I've worked with when I was at Syracuse. You know, it's been a great experience for my first day, and I'm really excited to get on the field and, you know, get back to work tomorrow.
You know, I bet Coach Marone was like this at Syracuse, but I've watched him, observed him here over the last year or a little bit more than a year. He is totally hands-on with the offensive linemen. I mean, he will break it up and take half the offensive linemen, and he'll go through drills and talk about hand placement. It's clear that as much as he loves being a head coach, Coach Marone really loves getting right down in the trenches with the offensive linemen. Is that the way he was at SU?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Coach Marone is considered by many, especially when he was an offensive line coach, to be the offensive line coach in the NFL. And it shows, you know, he loves offensive line. He knows so much about it. And to have not only him, you know, as a resource, but a great coach like Pat Morris, you know, Coach Morris, I was talking today, we were going over the playbook, and it was a great thing to hear him talk and simplify the playbook down to ways that are easy to remember. And not to mention, between those two, and then Coach Adkins is the tight end coach, and he was my offensive line coach when I was at Syracuse. So it's an even greater blessing to have a guy like that to go talk to. If maybe I don't understand something, he can put it into terms that I can understand when I was at Syracuse, because I know he remembers those days just as well as I do. So all in all, it's, you know, like three things that I can work with, three people that I know I can draw upon to become a better player, and I couldn't ask for anything better than that.
Well, Mackie, what's your ticket to the roster here? What do you have to do well? Is part of it long snapping, do you think, or is it, you know, regular offense, you know, maybe the middle of the offensive line?
Well, you know, I wish I could tell you that, because then I would know the secret. But, you know, I think that the long snapping is going to help. You know, obviously I can't go out there long snapping and be a terrible offensive lineman and expect to make the roster. It just doesn't work like that. So, you know, it's all about playing well. It's about putting good tape on the computer and making sure I play well when I get the opportunity. And I'm looking forward to whenever that opportunity comes and, you know, just take advantage of everything that's given to me. You know, go out there, play my butt off, and, you know, leave it up to them. I don't want to take myself out of the roster by doing something stupid or by making any mental errors. And, you know, just the long snapping is a good plus to add to my side, because it allows me to separate myself from other people. You know, maybe if it comes down to me and someone else for that last spot on the team, you know, and he can't long snap and I can, hopefully that could be a deciding factor for me.
Well, Mackie, we wish you luck. We look forward to shaking your hand and saying hello to you here tomorrow at the Bills Complex. Thank you very much for being on the air with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. The pleasure is mine. Thank you.
Center Mackie McPherson, now with the Buffalo Bills, a distinguished career at Syracuse University, a captain there for the Orange, played in some bowl games down there, and now he's reunited with Coach Marone and all of those offensive staffers here on the Buffalo Bills staff. Mackie McPherson, we thank him for joining us.